21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Boll, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Michael here, hanging out with Jamie and Chris.
Yo.
Right up, this time we have Pick Your Nose Collage?
Or no,
just pick
not
collage?
Your nose. No, okay. No, we don't encourage that in the elementary school.
Oh, yes. There's plenty of that going on its own.
But no one cares about you.
Pick Collage, with a C, not a T, is exactly what it sounds like. It's a picture collage app.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool. You can draw photos from the photos in your on your iPad or iPhone, and then you can also pull up pictures through websites and different things. And then, I mean, it's a super simple collage-making app. So you pull them in, you can select all the different pictures in your photo album that you want, pulls them in, and then you can shrink and expand them, you can turn them, you can add stickers, you can even add video to it, and then you can easily send it out via a whole bunch of different options, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr. You can send it out using email, you can print it from your iPad, and you can even send it to their app, their website, and then they'll print it on a greeting card for you if you really want to.
So you, look, I'm looking at it now, so you add YouTube videos if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So that you could yourself singing happy birthday or
whatever. Exactly. That's I'm not sure how that would work on a printed greeting card, but you know.
Right. Well, go here. To,
but it's a pretty cool.
You can personalize it. It's nice.
Yeah. So it's a really simple app. It's free and it does exactly what you expect. But in terms of application, this is a great visual reflection tool. So anytime you want your kids to think about kind of an experience and reflect on it, this is a place where they can pull in pictures and videos and different things to say, you know, this is what I did. We're going to use it in the second grade. They're doing a unit on plants, and they're going to go out and take pictures of the plants in the environment and then practice sorting and categorizing them by their various traits to kind of experience what a scientist does when they classify living things.
How neat. So they could film themselves, put it on YouTube, embed it in there, post it somewhere, give it to their parents.
Exactly.
It's pretty neat. It's got, you know, did you know it has 94,481 reviews?
And what? It has over apparently like 80,000 users who post
so
there.
They have more reviews than users.
Apparently, people have reviewed twice.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a pretty awesome app, and they keep updating it. And I mean, you can also send it and post it on. Like, you can get a login for their site, and then you can comment and like each other's collages and things like that. And so there is a social aspect to it if you want. But I mean, so the learning curve is incredibly low.
Okay,
and you do not need to front load this with your students at all. They could open the app and figure it out very easily.
Now it's free, but there's in-app purchases.
Exactly,
it mostly looks like stickers.
So the stickers, extra stickers, cost you. The bigger thing that you might want to go about paying for is the fact that it, if you pay $1.99, it gets rid of all the ads.
Oh, okay.
So if you're using it as in an educational environment, you may just want to go that route right away. But other than that, there's a website, and it's called pick-collage.com.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.